Chapter 4. As soon as Kai was within range, he sent a mental call to Lear. Kai's pace increased as he waited for his friend to respond, every terrible scenario possible flitting through his mind. What could be taking so long? If someone held Lear captive, Kai feared the result. Lear had never been the same since leaving Amy behind on Earth, and might take unnecessary risks. He wouldn't hesitate to sacrifice himself to save others. Kai? Lear finally answered. A wave of emotion slipped through as their energy connected enough for mental communication, the intensity causing Kai to stumble and slow. I forgot you were returning. I just talked to you this morning. Kai's brows rose even though Lear couldn't see. How in Amora's name could you have forgotten? Meet me in my study, and we'll talk. But I found in my study... Without warning, Lear cut off their communication. Kai broke into a jog, despite the calm tone of Lear's voice. His friend had not leaked emotion through a link that way in over 20 years. Not since the murder of Lear's father, an event that had forced him to leave his soul bonded on Earth to search Moronia for the person responsible. The entire ordeal had left Lear more reserved and habit-bound than he'd once been. Kai slipped around to the front of the house, not wanting to run into anyone he knew in the gardens. Politeness would require a longer discussion than he wanted to risk. Ignoring the main entrance, he took the side path to Lear's study. His friend Kara stood guard at the outer door, her face lit with pleasure and maybe relief at his appearance.
Welcome back, Lord Kyanon.
You haven't called me that since our training days. He shook his head, frowning. Is all well? You know I cannot betray what passes at my post without the Myron's command, she shrugged.
Unless there's an emergency, which there isn't.
But? A grin split Kara's face.
You'll be interested in speaking with Lord Lear. Trust me.
Thanks, Kai answered, his tone wry. Kara winked at him as he stepped past her to open the door. No doubt she'd corner him later for more details about whatever she'd seen. His eyes adjusted quickly to the gloom of the little hall, and Kai strode into the study, blinking against the brightness that greeted him once more. Half turned behind his desk.